Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. Primero de Pedro 4, 10. First Peter. Amen. First Peter 4, verse 10, a sermon entitled Being a Servant. First Peter 4, verse 10. the New King James Version says, Amen. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold of God, the manifold grace of God. The Amplified Version says, just as each one of you has received a special gift, a spiritual talent and the ability graciously given by God, employed in serving one another as is appropriate for good stewards of God's manifested grace, faithfully using the diverse varied gifts and abilities granted to Christians by God's unmerited favor. The New Living Translation says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. See, at one point or another, amen, as you and I were growing up, I stopped growing up when I was 6. I didn't grow no more. Amen. But at one point or another, amen, it might have been early. It might have been in your early teens, amen, or even in your late teens, amen. Many of you were probably asked the question, what are you going to do when you grow up? Amen. Cameron, what did you want to be when you grew up? Football player. Kathy? Teacher? What did you want to be when you grew up? Multiple things. Johnny? Special forces. ¿Qué querías hacer cuando estabas joven y estabas creciendo? You wanted to be a soldier. Crystal? Teacher? Jeremiah? Jeremiah wanted to be everything. See, many here, you wanted to be a doctor, a fireman, a policeman, a teacher, or something similar to that. Some of you wanted to be Superman, Batman, or any of your other, amen, favorite superheroes. But as you got older, those things that you and I wanted to be, in one way or another, they began to fade away. Our dreams, our ambitions, our goals, the things that we had, amen, they kind of died as we got into the real world. See, we lost, amen, or we lose our youthful enthusiasm. We lose those dreams to be somebody special. We lose, amen, to be somebody that can really, truly make a difference. Those ideas of making a difference are given up. And now you and I, as we had those things, now we're just trying to just get by. What if tonight you can truly make a difference? You can be a difference maker. not only in the world, but directly into somebody's life. Whether you're young, middle-aged, or older, can I tell you, you can make a difference tonight. You can make an impact. You can change the world that you and I live in today. See, God has a plan. He has a plan for you. Isn't it wonderful that God looks directly at you and he is there and he has that plan? He wants to use your life. He has a purpose for your life. When you and I hear the word servant or ministry, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Well, I got to give up everything, because that's what people do when they serve. That's what comes to many of people. See, being a servant is to perform duties for others. Being a servant is following the example of Jesus, the example of humility, selfless service, amen, is the path of greatness in the kingdom of God. It is not having a worldly power, but involved, listen to me, serving people involves, amen, loving people that many of times don't even want to help themselves. That was me. I didn't want to do nothing for myself, but yet somebody reached out to my life and they served my wife and I. You know, the people that followed up on me, we would go to their house. Maribel and I were in our new convert stages. I was insane in my mind. I'm still a little bit insane, but I was insane for the world, not for Christ. When I wanted to leave her, they said, Jesus, think about it. When I wanted to do crazy things, amen, they said, that's not healthy for you. We would leave, amen, we would go to these people's house and we would just sit there he had to go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was 2 o'clock, amen, in the morning. And he said, he would tell me, Jesus, I only got about another 2 hours sleep. When you leave, just close the door behind you. And they did that time and time again. They would, amen, come. One time, my wife had come, and she had went to the doctor, the dentist, and in the middle of the night, I don't know what happened. My wife, her face swelled up, amen. I called this man. He could have told me, Jesus, amen, pray for her, do whatever, amen. Listen, he drove from his house. He showed up in my door. He brought some medicine, amen. He prayed and believed God. Listen, amen. It is being in a place where you are going to be inconvenienced. It is doing things, amen. Listen, being a servant is going to, amen, inconvenience you and I many of times. It's involved in loving and helping people, knowing that many of times the only thing that you are going to get is When you leave, just make sure you close the door behind you. But yet you're still going to go. You're still going to do it. You're still going to continue. You're going to love them unconditionally. You're going to love them wholeheartedly. See, using, your gifts, for love and seeing the value of others, even beyond seeing the value of yourself. That's what being a servant is. It means to wait. That is the definition. It means to wait on someone as a waiter, to care for or to take care of, to help support someone else. How many want to sign up to be a servant? Amen. It means doing things even when it's not a good time for you. Just call me when you get up in the morning and maybe I'll do it. How many know sometimes that as a servant, you got to inconvenience ourselves? See, when you and I serve, what we are actually doing is we are waiting on others. We are serving them. We're taking care of them. And we're helping, their lives in support. That is what you and I do when you serve. See, as we are serving the body of Christ, we are serving those that are part of it. Verse 10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. So who, is supposed to be a servant? The Bible says, that each one, that means all of us are supposed to serve. But how many know that we don't serve because all we look out for is numero uno? See, 1 Peter 1:1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispensation of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. Here it is. These words are written for each and every one of God's people. They're within the local church. So who's supposed to serve tonight? Everybody pick up the finger. Every one of us, let's pick up the finger, point it to you. To you. No, a ti. We are. Amen. Adrian said, you are. Every single one of us, folks, are supposed to serve. We are supposed to be servants. See, if you are a Christian, then you and I are to serve in the local church. You are to wait on. You are to serve. You are to take care of. You are to support those within the church. The question is, are you serving? See, most people, they can suggest and have advice on how to do it, but never do it themselves. They can tell you the recipe for success, but yet never get involved. Many people say that the church is supposed to serve. I'm not supposed to serve in the church. The church is supposed to serve me. But that's the opposite of what God has called every one of us here to do. You and I are to serve. We are to wait on others. We are to care for. We are to support others. You are to serve both here and to those that are outside of the church body. So how do you serve? Or why do you serve? We are as good stewards of God's varied grace. We serve because God wants to use you to show, amen, the people that are outside of the church an unconditional love of God. See, you are what God can use to show the grace that he has upon a perishing world. As you serve people, people will discover and they will see an up close and personal relationship that you and I can have with the living God. But the question is not, do you know what it is to serve? Are you serving people today? And how? Are you, amen, serving people? When you serve, you are using the gifts that God has given unto you. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are difference of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. See, all these, amen, all these things that God has given you and I, amen, they are there for the service and the glory of God. See, God has given each and every Christian here tonight, amen, a supernatural gift that you are to use, not just to hold and store it up in a mantle. See, this is God's, amen, special ability given to you and I to make the body complete. He has given various, unique personalities. Imagine if everybody was just like you. Amen. What kind of church would we have? If everybody had the same passion as you, what kind of church would we be? He has given each and every one of us different personalities, passions, and different experiences in our lives to make the body of Christ complete. The reason why, amen, listen, I was reading today that they've made an extinct animal that has been extinct for over, they said, 70,000 years, and they brought it by the DNA. How about if they took the DNA from you and made another one of you? What kind of people would we be here tonight? Jesse said, tired. What kind of church would we be if every one of us were how you, sir? would the church be even open? Closed. How would we be if everybody had your personality, your passion, your testimony? Let me move on. How do you and I find our place in the body of Christ? Can I tell you, every single one of us can find it by just doing one thing. Just serve. Serve. Do something. Everybody always waits on somebody else. How about that something that you're waiting for? How about it get done by you? Amen? How about you being able, Pastor, we ought to do this. How about let's get it done? Let's do something. Let's do anything. Can I tell you, if we get things done, you will find yourself in a very satisfied position because you are serving. As you and I try to serve, God will direct you, amen, to the thing that God ultimately, the purpose, the goals, all these things that God has truly for you to fulfill. Are you willing tonight to serve and find the place in the body that God has for you? See, in John 13, here everybody wanted to wait. Jesus comes. He gets a bowl of water. He got down to the level of dirty, nasty, stinking, amen, feet. And Jesus served. Jesus washed every one of the disciples. Peter said, Lord, not me. My feet are stinky. If we don't serve, Jesus said, listen, if this doesn't happen, what's going to happen? Listen, Jesus is trying to show them that sometimes there's going to be some things that stink in our lives. Amen? There's going to be some things that are nasty. There's going to be times where you're going to be like, I don't want to get involved. But yet Jesus had to wash their feet. Like Jesus, don't wait on everyone else to get started. God has called you, amen, to get started now. Every one of us can serve in one way or in one capacity. Pastor, how can I make a difference? Serve people. Serve people. What is God's plan, amen, for you? To serve. To make a difference in at least one person's life. How do you want to do it? Be a servant. A waiter. See, God tonight, He has a wonderful plan. See, everybody just wants to be a superstar. Everybody just wants to come up. Pastor, how can I be used? Well, go clean the toilet. Oh, Pastor, I don't know. I wanted something better than that. Pastor, I didn't think you were going to go that low. Amen? Pastor, put me up like Mark over here. I want to show off my talents. How about humbling ourselves first? And serve people in the mess of their lives. Listen, amen. You might say, hey, Pastor, I got it all fixed together. Listen, we're messy. We're messy. Can you tonight fulfill the plan, the real purpose, and make a difference in at least one person's life? If you and I are able to do that, we've served our purpose that God has for our lives. Will you serve tonight? The things that God has given you and I, they're not just to be kept within. They're to be used for the kingdom of God, to advance and fulfill the great plan that God, it's not your plan, it's God's plan. And that plan is, as Jesus came to serve, will you serve tonight? Let me have every head bowed tonight and every eye closed. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place, and you're not right with God. You're backslidden in your heart. You gave your life to Christ at one point, but today you are away from God. Can God touch your life tonight? Can God move upon your life? Pastor, I know about God, but are you living for God? Do you have God in your life? Do you have a personal relationship with God, or is it just head knowledge? Is it just information you have, but your life does not reflect the information that's going through your mind? You can surrender your life to Jesus tonight. Would you simply do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. You want to surrender your life to Christ? You've never done it, or you are a backslider tonight, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Would you surrender your life to Jesus? Anybody here, lift it up quickly, quickly, quickly. Lift it up. God sees that hand. A young, honest young man. Would you come? Come. Come. Jesse, would you pray with him?
Hallelujah. God loves you. Okay. God loves you. He really does love you. Okay. God cares for you.
As I speak to you, church, Jesus gave us the example to be a servant. Being a Christian is Christ-like. If you ever have any ambitions, it all starts with servanthood. Pastor, I'm tired. Can I tell you, sometimes we have to look at other people's life and say, God, You've called me, I'm going to serve. God, you've called me, and I am going to do your will. Not my will, but your will be done, God. Are you willing tonight to forsake self? Pick up the cross and follow Christ wholeheartedly. Serving others is the greatest fulfillment that you will ever have in life. There's no better reward than serving people. Jesus served. Can you and I serve tonight? Maybe God has spoken to you, on areas of your life where you lack or maybe fail. Can God truly use your life to serve others? If God spoke to you, or maybe something else, come, lay hold of God tonight. Let Jesus touch your life. Pastor, what am I going to get out of? You're going to get probably a lot of disappointments. You're going to get people that talk about you. You're going to get people that backbite you. Sign me up. Where do I sign? All you have to do is say, God, let me serve people. Let me love people as you have loved me. What am I going to get out of? You're going to get a lot of things that you probably don't want to receive. But yet, that's the satisfying will of God that God has for our lives. To see people in the slot of their lives. And then they come. And God begins to do a work in their lives. Then they begin to now in turn serve others. Can I tell you, beloved, that is the greatest fulfillment that you can ever have. Oh, to serve people. To love people. To be there for people. Sign me up. Here I am. Use my life, God. Can God use your life tonight? Can God use your life tonight? ¿Podrá el Señor usar sus vidas? ¿Podrá Dios, en medio de todas las circunstancias de su vida, usarlos para poder servir y no muchas veces recibir nada en el regreso? De regreso. Many of times you will not get even a thank you. Pastor, they were rude. They didn't even tell me thank you. Welcome to servanthood. Pastor, they didn't even appreciate me. Welcome to servanthood. We don't serve to get anything back. We serve for the pleasure of, seeing lives change, transform people. Everything we do, we might not see the rewards here on earth, but what we are going to do is we are going to see people's lives make it into heaven. Can I tell you today? I can honestly tell you that I've probably spoken to thousands and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. The greatest rewards that I can ever get is we left Killeen. Listen to me. We left Killeen. This was back then. We had been gone from Killeen for 5 or 6 years. These people came into the church. They said, we're looking for them. We don't know where they are. We're looking. It was a guy, I think his name was Jesus, and his wife's name was Maribel. They told us about Jesus. They visited our house. And they began to serve God, folks. We were gone for 5, 6 years at that time. But because they saw how we loved and served them, they said, we want to serve God. We want to serve God. Can I tell you? I wasn't there to welcome them in and tell them, welcome in. But can I tell you, when we get to heaven, we're going to be able to see everything that we did, because God writes everything down. God does. Pastor, they treated me bad and all I did is love them. Welcome to servanthood. Amen. Pastor, they stepped on me. Sometimes we're going to get stepped on. But yet, when we make it to heaven, I just want to cross paths. Oh, you remember you talked to me. See, I don't know how heaven, I just put my imagination just goes crazy. I remember you talked to me, you served, and you did all these different things, and I'm here because you loved me. And you cared for me. Even when I wanted to beat you up. Listen, can I tell you? There was a guy in Killeen that is in the church that he can tell you. He told me firsthand, he says, all I wanted to do was beat you up every day. He said, because I knew that every time I talked to you, you were going to tell me about Jesus. And you did that for 11 years. And he said, all I wanted to do was fight you and beat you up. And today, when I see him, all he does is hug me and embrace me. Amen? Because I loved him. My wife and I, we love this couple. Today they're still in the Killeen church. Going on 16 years of being saved. But for the first 11 years, he wanted to beat me up every day. And he knew that all I was going to do was come and just, he was going to see me smile and he was just going to say, get away from me. He would leave and then come back and talk to me. I love it. Because when they see you're real and they see you care, can I tell you? Though they might say, I don't want to hear it. They want to hear it. Amen. They want to. And I love the fact that Jesus served, because he shows you and I and gives you and I the example. Amen. Mark, why don't you close us in prayer tonight?